It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Well, so you've seen your first eclipse.
Yeah, can we do this inside or a little more quietly?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this wasn't my first eclipse, let's be clear.
First total solar eclipse.
I also was alive in 2017.
So what'd you think?
Well, being able to view it from my driveway was definitely better than me and Steph trying to find a spot downtown where we could see it.
Mm-hmm. Also seeing a 100% eclipse, better than...
Oh, yeah, much more dramatic.
Better than 99% or less.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic how much that tiny little percentage matters. It was cool watching the birds lose their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably got dim in Canton, but, it didn't... they definitely did not see the corona. I guarantee you most of Canton probably went to Akron today. Because they were like right on the edge. And they actually most of Canton lost it in the remathing. So.
I wonder what the traffic's like if you just go a block north or a block south of here.
I have no idea, and I'm not going to find out because, I'm not leaving for a while.
Well, so it's also Rex Manning Day, so we're going to go inside and watch that.
Empire Records. We are at about...
Half?
About 50% now off the, from post-totality. Yeah, I forgot to record during, during the eclipse.
Oh, there were fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to just experience this sitting in my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
I'm a little hesitant to see what we've got going on inside with the dogs.
Well, shall we go find out?
Yeah.
Be right back. Okay, we're on. I have no idea if this is going to work. Formerly Anchor, now Spotify is like, telling people that, everything's off.
It's just hot.
Yeah, I know.
I could take my shawl off.
Yes.
I'm wearing a wool shawl.
So, sorry about that. What you heard before this was, Our driveway conversation before we went in the house.
And then being like, can we not do this in the driveway?
We never got back to the episode. We watched the eclipse. I'm hoping it's, there. It was neat. And nobody got raptured.
That we know of.
True. And now it's, like, the entire week later, it is, Saturday, after the eclipse. We're still here. And, we are going to the club for one of the firster events of the year.
The Jugendgruppe prom.
Yep.
Schwabenball.
Yes.
Which is short for Donna Schwabenball.
Mm-hmm. So we are, we're heading there. Figured, might as well record something. First of all, thank you for the Chinese food upon my arrival.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for eating lunch with me. I was starvating.
Starvating?
Yeah.
They
had a lunch at the funeral, but it was gonna take a long time to do all that.
Right.
Started the morning with the funeral.
That sucks.
Ending it with a dance.
You got a whole range of emotions today.
Well, it would have been the sort of thing Janet would have loved.
True.
She was very supportive of my flute playing.
Let's see.
So they will be serving us a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was goulash. And we don't mean North American goulash with the macaroni noodles. Mm. Like, the real European thing with the stewed meat.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables.
Right.
So I don't know what they're feeding us this year. We never know. That's the thing. We've been doing this so long that the club just tells our group, hey, you're playing this event, and then often just doesn't give us a schedule or times or anything.
So it's up to you to figure out the times and everything.
Well, she made the schedule based off the program from last year.
Right.
And assumed it would be the same because no one told her differently. But sometimes we'll do that, and then in the middle, they'll be like, oh, we kind of thought we'd do this other thing. And then we have to pivot. This is a cute thing. Like, we play, there's dinner, we play, they do a program, they crown like a Mr. and Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Schwabin. There's more dancing. And we have a whole set list for what we're doing during that. Waltzes, right. Marches.
Am I going the right way?
Yeah.
I just want to keep going straight, right?
Yeah, you can get on the highway. And we'll take it to Columbia.
Okay.
As long as we head southeast, we'll hit it.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
So yeah, it's a nice event. I yelled at my dad. And I told him that since mom has to get all dressed up pretty for this, that he needs to take pictures of her looking fancy. Like she's going to prom. Because that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a picture of her and Grandma and Aunt Kathy by the fireplace.
You realize your mom listens to this, right?
Yeah. But he probably told her, Steph bossed me. Because that's what I do best.
But then, you know, if he didn't and he decided to make it his own idea, then, well, you've just given it up.
Well, he did have additional photo ideas. I don't know if he did them or not. It was cute that he included Gigi and Aunt Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else is going on?
We actually have a pretty quiet fest season for the first couple months.
Yeah, there's nothing coming up now till like June, isn't it? Like,
that's kind of how it's been. There was one year when we really, really overbooked ourselves.
Right.
That was too much, especially for people who are in other groups. The better musicians are in smaller groups where they actually make money individually. They're union members.
Right.
So we're gonna get on the highway here.
I know.
We do have a date night coming up. Remember the date I sent you?
Oh, yeah.
So there's this thing called the Rainforest Car Wash.
Oh, yes.
And I've never been in it. I don't know if you have.
I have not.
So the one over here on 83 caught fire, I think, twice.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go to that one.
Jason, where is your sense of adventure?
Also, all right. And I want this to be on the record. I'd like to take your car, not mine.
Oh, in case it does catch fire?
Well, no. If it did catch fire, I'd want my car in there. No, with the number of problems I've been having with sensors on my transmission.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
You know, I don't want an undercarriage wash to end up, destroying my car.
That's fine. Carl could use a wash because I have so many birds. So we'll take Carl. But we've seen pictures that my brother and Molly have sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks bonkers. So we're going to go to the Rainforest Car Wash.
You know what? I'm going to turn the AC on, believe it or not.
It is muggy. It's humid.
So yes, we're going to do And what else? You know, dinner in a car wash sounds nice. So how about Swenson's Drive-In?
We could do that. I also was thinking we could go to Mitchell's because they have that ice cream flavor you're going to buy for me. And I'm going to have exactly one bite of.
That you're going to buy for me.
That's right. I'm going to buy for you and you're going to give me tax.
Yes.
Exactly one bite. It's a lemon white chocolate.
That sounds good.
I don't know if it sounds good or terrible, but
does sound good.
We don't know until someone who can digest ice cream eats it, so.
Another thing, I ended up, so I decided to, you know, get a free month of Amazon Prime. Because there was something I wanted to watch, and we are watching it now. Season 2 of Good Omens is excellent so far.
It's very funny.
Although no John Hamm in this one.
John Hamm's in this one?
Not in the fourth episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the one we watched today. It is our Michael Sheen and David Tennant just play so well off each other. They are so good together in this.
Yeah, I like that they're cuddle bros.
We have an officer of the law.
Oh, you know what I didn't grab? What I forgot to put in my purse? Money. What's it?
I have money.
I don't know that we'll need it.
I'm gonna... Well, he's not coming after me, so that's good. Bye, Asifer.
Have fun storming the castle.
Whoa. There's some venison if you wanted it.
No, thank you.
I know, we just ate.
I already had one bout with food poisoning this last 14 days. Oh, yeah. I have to go get a gallbladder ultrasound.
Hooray!
Yeah, that's fitting for heartburn honeys.
Yes.
The doctor doesn't really think I have gallbladder disease, but it does run in the family, and I did have a prolonged issue after what we are calling the Easter purge. So just to get a baseline, because I'm in my 40s,
right,
and I have a family history, we're going to get the old gallbladder and pancreas 1-2 scan. Make sure I don't have any, like, pancreatitis or anything.
Good idea.
My favorite part is when the doctor pokes you and is like, does this hurt?
No, but you're annoying me.
Well, and he kept doing it with increasing intensity, and I was looking him dead in the eyes, just laughing. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, that's not where the pain is, but that is the wrong side for a gallbladder, unless something horrible is happening to you. Oh, Columbia Road, here's our exit.
Yes, I know. I'm getting off here.
Okay. I can tell that it's spring because there are orange barrels everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yep. Welcome to Cleveland, where the orange barrel is popping up. Oh, so... Yeah, it was quite the, it was quite the Monday we had. You know, we had the eclipse, it was the Cleveland Guardians home opener, which they won. And it was Rex Manning Day.
That's right.
And we watched Empire Records. It's a movie with just enough. I mean, if it was supposed to take place over 2 days, and according to the synopsis and stuff, but...
It actually makes sense that they edited it down quite a bit, because there are characters in the movie who appear, and you're like, who is this guy?
Well, you don't know, you know, did he know Jane?
It's unclear.
Rex Manning's handler?
It seemed like they
handler.
Had met before, but weren't super close.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were things that seemed...
Yeah.
Like, did I miss something?
Mm-hmm. No, oh, no, here comes an ambulance.
You wonder if it's the same?
Probably. Maybe.
There was an incident half a mile from me last night. I heard crazy sirens. crazy. And so this morning, the police put out a bulletin. And it was like, some guy made threatening threats to his family. So they have a whole, like, response team on my side of town. They sent the whole response team. That's what I heard. Plus, the fire department is back up. The guy wasn't even in the house, which was good. But I guess they're stationed there in case he decides to show up at the house. So they're still in the neighborhood.
Right.
I was like, damn, they're taking this real seriously. Which, thankfully, right? Because a lot of times people don't, and then these guys do terrible crimes.
It looks like we're not going to get our light.
That's okay. So this used to be a KFC that was never open. It always looked open. Never had a closed sign. But never anyone working there. Or they would. It would be like open at 3 on a Tuesday, and then not open again for days.
Now it's a Dunkin'.
So I wonder if this is going to be a cursed location.
Is this good Dunkin' or bad Dunkin'?
I don't know. It's new. The bad Dunkin' by me, that's the one on Lear.
Oh, okay.
Consistently terrible. And yet I go there.
Because you're a glutton for punishment.
I'm in an abusive relationship with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
They're real sorry, and they're not going to do it again.
But they're doing it again.
I know. I keep believing them. But it's familiar and convenient, so I keep going back.
Oh, yeah, listen to that.
Listen to that baby prayer.
Everything's vibrating. It's, oh, man. You know what, though? It's not bad for just hitting 155,500 miles. Oh, I like my car.
That's the problem. Just when your car starts getting really broken in, it's like shoes. Just when it's like perfectly comfortable, that's when stuff starts to go wrong.
That's just when it's getting so perfect, then that's when you take it through a 3-foot puddle and flood out the entire engine and destroy the transmission, and it's great. I know, it's my own damn fault.
Well, the entire town was flooding. If you didn't hit it on that street, you were going to hit it on another street. That night, almost every street was completely flooded.
What I should have done is take Park to Pearl. And then take one of those side streets down. But, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Well, but as far as you know, Brook Park would have been flooded too, because Brook Park always floods when it rains.
Not over by 54th, not by Pearl Road.
Yeah. When all of Cleveland is flooded, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Oh, yeah. I hope everyone's enjoying hearing my engine noise. Because this is, oh. Been a while since I think it's been, the last time we recorded in the car was before I got it fixed this last time, because I had more transmission troubles. Another sensor went out.
Those sensors are expensive, too.
Oh, I know. And I also had to have suspension work done. I had to have my shocks replaced in the back. And my front end, what are they called? The binding posts, I think they are, or something.
So to your left, you'll see where I took my very first paralegal class.
Yay!
That branch of the college. Very first class. Lawyers are insane. Are you sure you want to be a paralegal? It was actually in the book. It was like, lawyers have a reputation for being difficult to work with.
I mean, they're not lying.
It was a class about ethics and professionalism. And at the time, I was already working in law, so it was very, very funny.
I hope it's a good night. $5 quick.
It won't.
I know.
Oh, it's already 5:24.
No, it's 20 after 5. It's 5:18.
Then why does your car say 5:24?
Because my car is an idiot.
That's weird.
No, I... Honestly, I don't really care about the car clock. I know that it's... I know that it's like 6 minutes fast.
Okay, right?
And
so
I keep it that
when
way.
You're in my car and I don't change it for the time change, you don't like that, but it's okay in your car.
That means we're going to get there and we're going to be, you know, we're going to be early in comparison. Actually, I don't care anymore because, like, it is technically impossible for me to be late for work. Because I don't punch a clock. It's just my, you know, I get in when I get in.
We're actually almost there anyway.
I know.
This is a quicker drive than a... It always feels longer because of the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're on a day or a time when there's no traffic...
Oh. Well, this isn't nice. Why is road closed? Which way?
Doesn't matter.
I'll follow this car. Okay, so, Columbia Road is closed.
Dad says we both look lovely.
Your dad's an awful liar. Oh, shoot. We went the wrong way.
Okay, I'm pulling up directions. So in half a mile, we're going to turn left on Cinnamon. I think we should end this here so it doesn't turn into the left, the
directions.
Turn by turn directions podcast.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, tune in next time when we get lost somewhere or, you know, we'll be back at some point. We'll let you know if we got lost. Anyway, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.